November 7th. Now it began to be settled fair weather. The 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and part of the 12th, for the 11th was Sunday, I took wholly up to make me a chair, and with much ado brought it to a tolerable shape, but never to please me. And even in the making I pulled it in pieces several times. Note, I soon neglected my keeping Sundays, for omitting my mark for them on my post, I forgot which was which. November 13th. This day it rained, which refreshed me exceedingly, and cooled the earth, but it was accompanied with terrible thunder and lightning, which frightened me dreadfully, for fear of my powder. As soon as it was over, I resolved to separate my stock of powder into as many little parcels as possible, that it might not be in danger. November 14th, 15th, 16th. These 3 days I spent in making little square chests, or boxes, which might hold about a pound, or 2 pounds at most, of powder. And so, putting the powder in, I stowed it in places as secure and remote from one another as possible. On one of these 3 days I killed a large bird that was good to eat, but I knew not what to call it. November 17th. This day I began to dig behind my tent into the rock to make room for my further conveniency. Note, 3 things I wanted exceedingly for this work, viz. A pickaxe, a shovel, and a wheelbarrow or basket, so I desisted from my work and began to consider how to supply that want and make me some tools. As for the pickaxe, I made use of the iron crows, which were proper enough, though heavy. But the next thing was a shovel, or spade. This was so absolutely necessary that indeed I could do nothing effectually without it. But what kind of one to make I knew not. November 18th. The next day, in searching the woods, I found a tree of that wood, or like it, which in the Brazils they call the iron tree, for its exceeding hardness. Of this, with great labour, and almost spoiling my axe, I cut a piece and brought it home, too, with difficulty enough, for it was exceeding heavy. The excessive hardness of the wood, and my having no other way, made me a long while upon this machine, for I worked it effectually by little and little into the form of a shovel or spade. The handle, exactly shaped like ours in England, only that the bored part, having no iron shod upon it at bottom, it would not last me so long. However, it served well enough for the uses which I had occasion to put it to. But never was a shovel, I believe, made after that fashion, or so long in making. I was still deficient, for I wanted a basket or a wheelbarrow. A basket I could not make by any means, having no such things as twigs that would bend to make wickerware, at least none yet found out.